This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go, hour number two of USAprepares.com. And for those of you who are new to this broadcast classroom, there are over 200 of us here at USAprepares.com. And all of us are innovators. We're medical doctors and physicists and broadcasters and surgeons and engineers and farmers and students rising to become instructors. And none of us is capable of holding down a job. And I'm delighted to introduce to you your newest instructor, David Morgan of themorganreport.com. We're going to be talking about silver today. We're going to talk about some of the history. We're going to talk about what it is. And we're going to tell some stories about, you know, what you really need to know should you pursue trading in digits for silver. Welcome, David Morgan.
Well, thank you, Vincent. It's great to be with you.
Do you think that's accurate that I can tell you that I could never hold down a job? Does that apply to you too? I mean, we just don't take
at this point. I'm too old to be hired by anybody. I'm way too independently minded.
Yep.
And it's out of the realm of possibilities for me. I have to create a way to make a living, and it's been that way for me for quite some time, actually.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I mean. We just don't take direction very well. And, you know, I've said about some of my bosses most of my bosses that I've had, you know, how did that guy get so far on so little, make so much, and stay so long? And because I could always, or almost always, figure out a better way of doing it than the way he wanted me to do it. And you just look around, you go, gosh, they make so many mistakes. It'd be so much more efficient. We'd be so much better off if we just paid more attention. But anyway, David Morgan, silver, honest money. Can we go through a little bit of history during the first segment about silver? What is some of the history of silver, the uses of silver, and why it's considered of value?
Well, we can do it hopefully briefly, but silver, first of all, is the money of the people. This is the money that has been used many, many more times, many, many more transactions for longer periods of time than gold by far. In fact, if you go back to a book that's called The Silver Bonanza, which is written in the early 90s, there's a quote at the beginning of the book. And this is from Nobel laureate Milton Friedman. I mean, Milton Friedman was an economist that received the Nobel Prize. And this is a direct quote. He says, "The major monetary metal in history is silver, not gold," end of quote. And this is true. Now, I'm not saying that gold isn't money or gold isn't used. What I'm saying is that silver has been used, again, more often, more places, and far more transactions than gold ever has. Gold is a high unit value money, meaning an ounce of gold at the time we're doing this interview is worth roughly 70 times an ounce of silver. And another way of saying that, of course, is it would take 70 ounces of silver to buy 1 ounce of gold. So gold has been settlement basically for international transactions, king to king, nation state to nation state, balance of payment settlement, and that type of thing. Not that you couldn't take a gold coin and go into a clothier and have a custom tailored suit and pay in gold. That's true. But most of the time, silver was used in those type of transactions. So the first money mentioned in the Bible is silver. And the primary use of silver up until, let's call it the electronic age or electrical age, has been its primary use, money, as a means of settlement, savings, etc. And that's part of the modern history. If you go in the, you know, the ancient past, before coinage, there was natural gold and silver. It's called electrum. It's a combination of gold and silver, and that was used just as a value means of settlement or payment or transactions. But coinage took place, and then the coinage wasn't really that uniform, and then over a short period of time it became uniform, where basically the weight of each coin was the same and the purity was the same, and then the, you know, real money, if it was, came into being. And this facilitates the greatest way for human beings to work together. And the reason for that is division of labor, that each person gets to do what they, in a free society, whatever they choose to do or they're passionate about doing. And then they can take that skill set and receive money for it. And that enables them to transact with everybody else in the community in a most efficient way. So it's really a way, you know, sound money, honest money, is a way to ensure freedom and to ensure that everyone has the potential to be their highest and best good and the most, you know, maximum benefit of the paradox. The paradox being maximum use and benefit to themselves, in other words, achieve what they want within their own personage, and also contribute to the community at, again, the maximum rate because they're doing what they want and producing to them their maximum passion, ability, et cetera. So it's idealistic, but it's the way things have been in the past. And just because the potential exists does not mean that everybody does it. It's just like the American dream. I mean, it can be anything you want to be. Well, I think that died a while back. But the point I'm making is that just because the potential is there doesn't mean that everyone will do it or take advantage of it, understand it, or implement it.
David, when you mentioned silver is the money of the people, and one of the first things that came to my mind, first of all, you're absolutely right, but one of the first things that came to my mind is I was thinking back to my grandparents, and even my parents used silver coins, 90% silver, and they were well-worn. They, you know, if you looked at them, you could see that the silver had been worn out or worn off these coins. I'm talking about silver dollars, silver half dollars, silver quarters, and silver dimes that were in circulation until, 1964, for the most part. So that's generally correct. So we have used them, and they are used for the transaction, or were used for the transactions by the villagers. And I think it was great. And now, and the silver coins still have the same purchasing power. Those 90% silver coins still have the same purchasing power that they did back in the 1960s, 50s, 40s, 30s, and so forth, don't they?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, not to say that the price of silver doesn't vary. It does. And that sometimes it's undervalued, sometimes it's fair valued, and sometimes it's overvalued. But what you just said, Vincent, is absolutely true. When I started driving, a gallon of gas was roughly 25 cents. And if you use a 90% silver coin today, you could buy a gallon of gas. It would buy a gallon of gas. So just like gold, you know, it's a constant purchasing power. Again, there are some caveats to that, but the general idea is it maintains purchasing power, and that's true in the long term. And so again, you know, a 25 cent, you know, 1970s, you could buy a gallon of gas for a quarter. And today, with a silver quarter, you can still buy a little more than a gallon of gas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a soda, a Coke brand soda out of a soda machine was 10 cents. And with a silver dime, there's enough value in a silver dime today to still buy a Coke out of a machine. I'm thinking about those who are concerned about the storage of silver. and precious metals. And what I'm saying is we have been conditioned to think that numbers represented on a piece of paper, digits, if you will, represent our stored wealth in a bank account. That's where it's at. And trading those digits, you know, looking at that bank statement every month, saying, wow, this is great. You know, I've been able to save a little bit more, a little bit more. I have more, a greater number than I had last month and a greater number than the previous month. And this is wonderful. Taking some of those digits and purchasing precious metals like silver is a little disconcerting at first, wouldn't you say? But then,
oh, absolutely. I mean, I've had this discussion with many people over the years, but one in particular I always recall. It was from a friend of mine that's a coin dealer in Arizona. I'll leave it at that. There's lots of coin dealers in Arizona. And he said, you know, it's very interesting that people will listen to the lectures, they'll listen to my radio show, they will they'll get all enthused maybe about, you know, buying silver, buying gold. But very few will take action, because once you take action, this is his idea, and I agree with him, you've actually made a commitment that changes something within your psychology. And I don't want to get too esoteric here, Vincent, and maybe you can help me spell it out in more plain language. But the idea is that, you know, rather than it sounds like a good thing to do, you actually take an action. You know, you've gone from that emotion to motion. You wrote that check, you came in with some, you know, greenbacks, you put it on the counter, and you came out with some gold coins or some silver coins or both. And that means that you've actually made a commitment to the idea that maybe things aren't really right in the financial system. And most people would rather go on with this normalcy ballast that it might sound scary, spooky, these guys are, you know, a little off, or whatever their normalcy bias is, and most people have it, that when you buy metal, you're actually making some commitment and statement to yourself that, honest to goodness, I actually think there's a potential that things could go awry. And, you know, that is a fact. I mean, the 2008 crisis happened. That's historical, and even the mainstream media calls it a crisis. And it was. And it hasn't been unwound. It's getting worse. So the idea is, if you're of sound mind, you ought to get some sound money, and you ought to get, you know, a sufficient amount. And what I've said in from the very beginning, when I was asked to write the 10 Rules of Silver Investing, which you can get for free, that 10% is probably enough for most people.
10 Rules of Silver Investing, we get that for free. We'll talk about that a little later in the broadcast. And I'll tell you what I've got in my hand. And it's been in the studio for, oh, as long as I've been in this studio at the farmhouse. I'll tell you about that when I come back. David Morgan, themorganreport.com. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, David Morgan's with us. And we're talking about silver. And, David, I'd like to just make this statement before I tell you the rest of the story. I don't buy anything that is not useful. I don't buy anything that that maybe I can't use for barter or a medium of exchange, if possible, later on. So in my hand, I have this item, and it is a very small ingot of silver. And it is stamped R. Gammel, Billings, Montana. It's 2 inches long, it's 1 inch wide, and it's 0.625 inch high. And on the bottom, it says 7.47 troy ounces. So this is roughly the size of a domino, and I did some quick arithmetic during the break. 7.4 ounces of 0.999 or better fine silver, which is what this is, at $17.84 current spot price, is $133.26. So I'm looking at this little tiny thing, this little ingot of silver that I use as a paperweight right here in the studio, and its market value right now, spot price, $133.26. Now, when I bought that, it was, wow. You know, it's going to take, one and a third $100 bills to get this little tiny thing. And, you know, there's a transition that we have to make mentally to do that. Well, if you think about it, the paper that I would be trading, that $1.300 bills, is just paper. It's idiotic not to have the silver. Would you agree?
Well, I agree. I mean, I don't, you know, I've always been kind of, what would you say, not only conservative, but not extreme, even in the precious metals camp. I mean, as we closed out the first section. Now, I recommend that most people have about 10 or to 20% in precious metals to their net worth. Mm-hmm. But to not have it's an absolute huge mistake due to what's already taken place in 2008 and where we're going economically on a global basis. But I want to add on to your point, maybe from a different direction, Vincent. And what you're pointing out is that, you know, that's a lot of value in a very small space. Mm-hmm. You'll constantly hear that, well, silver's too bulky. But really, you know, I've done the math. I mean, if you had a laptop that's pure silver, you're looking at about $2,000. And if you had a Lamborghini, and I don't know what the cost of the Lamborghini is, but let's just call it $500,000 for talking purposes. Maybe it's $600,000, maybe it's $350,000. I don't know, and I'm sure they vary depending on...
Well, they do vary within that range.
Mm-hmm. But would you rather have... This is a test question. Would you rather have a Lamborghini in your driveway or the equivalent mock-up Lamborghini that's made of silver? Which is more valuable?
When you are you talking about an item that the mock-up that is not superstructure, it's dense, the size of a Lamborghini
totally
in silver?
Yeah, ingot of silver that's identical in shape to the Lamborghini.
Oh, I'd rather have the mock-up in silver.
Absolutely. It's far more valuable. So this idea that silver is too bulky is only true, and it is true, relative to like gold and platinum. So in other words, to put the amount of space that an ounce of gold takes, you would take 70 times the amount of space. It's a little more than that because gold is actually denser than silver, but getting around the physics part of it, roughly 70 times the volume. So relative to gold, yeah. But what most people don't understand is that you can put the majority of America's individual net worth in your front pocket in gold coins and walk around and no one be the wiser. In other words, most people's net worth in gold could be fit in a couple of front pockets in your jeans, and that's it. That's your total absolute life savings. And that's true not for the mega rich or very rich people, but for the average person that saved up, you know, 100 grand, 200 grand, whatever. You put that in the front pocket of jeans. Now, you couldn't do that for silver. I'm making that point. What I'm trying to also convey is that, you know, $10,000 worth, $25,000, $50,000 silver does not take very much volume. It doesn't take very much volume. And it is high value per unit or per square centimeter or per square foot or per square meter. There's a lot of value there. And again, is it as valuable as gold? No. But let's think about it just a little further.
Yeah. We'll talk about that when we come back. And after that, I'll tell you a little story about, you know, the size and space and how to carry silver and protect it. And I'd like to get David Morgan's opinion, the Morgan Report. And then let's get into the 10 rules of silver, the 10 rules of silver investing. We'll be right back.
Winter has just begun. And are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie. Info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie. Info. Let's fix it.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today I've got your.
Take my. When you go to the TV
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, David Morgan's with us, themorganreport.com. David, you were talking about silver and gold. Please continue.
Well, I kind of forgot where I was at. We talked about the 10 rules of silver investing, and, you know, there were a lot of pitfalls. You were going to give us a story about,
okay.
I think, carrying silver.
All right. All right. I'm ready. Yeah, I'm ready for that story. So I was at a convention, and there was a preppers convention, and I mentioned I brought into my seminar, I was talking about how you can take the same tax deductions that Donald Trump takes and start your own business and, you know, pay less in taxes. And I saw a guy selling ammo cans, so I said, can I have one of these just for a little bit? You know, I just want to take it into the seminar. So I brought this 50 caliber ammo can in with me, and here are the measurements. It's a military surplus ammo can, less than $10, 11 inches by 5.5 inches by 7 inches. And it has this lid, it's got a gasket, it's really, really sturdy. You could probably use it to support a vehicle. You know, if you wanted to jack up a vehicle, you could probably put a tire on it with the vehicle weight, and it'll probably still not crush. So it's really strong. And it's relatively waterproof, and $10. And so what I mentioned in my seminar was that if you got a bag of silver dollars, $1,000 face, so 1,000 silver dollars, or a bag of same value, $1,000 in dimes, silver dimes, 90% dimes, you could put that entire bag of those dimes in there, or $1,000 face value of silver quarters or silver half dollars or silver dollars. It didn't matter. And so how much would that store in terms of Federal Reserve notes? It would, in the current price, I just looked it up, roughly $19,000, $19,500. So if you're wondering how much space it takes to store silver, you could store almost $20,000 worth of previously circulated silver dollars, silver halves, silver quarters, silver dimes in an ammo can, a 50 caliber ammo can, and it would weigh about 70 pounds. And it's got a handle to carry it around. So you could, you know, put that in a secure location, put that in your basement or your crawl space, and even if it were to, if the building were to catch on fire, you'd still have the silver. You'd still have the silver. So, David, do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, great. No, I think it's awesome that you did that for us. And it does put it in perspective. I think everybody can relate to it. And I would add on to it, not about the, you know, the bulkiness. We've kind of beat that to death. And thank you for what you just shared. But what's the value? And the value, of course, is about $20,000 in frauds, Federal Reserve accounting unit denominations. However, let's say that silver goes back to its historic mean, which means that a dollar a day would pay for whatever you needed for the average, you know, family person, the average person out there. That would mean $1,000 is good for 1,000 days, which is, what, 3 years. Now, I'm not saying that $20,000 in fiat will last you 3 years. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is silver is very undervalued at $19 the ounce. And if it were to go back to its historic value, which means in today's terms it would be roughly $80 to $100 per ounce, that that $1,000 value would be sufficient to last most family of four, for about 3 years. And I think that's basically how undervalued silver is right now. I know that people will maybe scoff at that. However, these precious metals have basically been held in check for a very, very long time, and only occasionally in modern times, talking the last 100 years, where they've been very, very suppressed relative to their historic value. And the value is, you know, how much will an ounce of silver buy me? It's not how many pieces of paper is the equivalent on a given day. It's, you know, what does this ounce of silver buy? Like we talked about earlier, does that dime still buy a Coke, or does that quarter still buy a gallon of gas? And that's the idea. So, well said. People often ask me, you know, well, how much should I buy? And the answer is, I don't know. I'm not you. You know, what works for you? But as a general idea, 200 ounces at fully valued silver is probably good for like 6 months living expenses. So it depends on the person. I say in the 10 Rules of Silver Investing, which maybe we want to talk about next, that, you know, 10% of your net worth in precious metals is probably sufficient for most everyone.
You know, you're talking about frauds, Federal Reserve accounting unit denominations or dollars. I just did a quick search on eBay while you were talking. I have from Germany a 1937 Renton. Actually, I have Renton marks, which are like a trillion mark note. And I just looked at how much a trillion mark note is from 1937 on eBay, $1.25 or best offer. Okay. And I looked up a 5-mark German silver coin from 1936. Just an average, nothing special, silver coin, $20. So there you have it. There, that's what happens to paper versus silver. That's what happens.
Absolutely. So, well, silver, I'll chime in on that. I just got back from the Edelmetall Commodity Conference in Germany, in Munich. I've only been back a few days. And, of course, of all the places in Europe that we lecture on precious metals and why they're important in a portfolio, the Germans above all get it. And the reason they get it, of course, is because their parents or grandparents or in some cases great-grandparents experienced the hyperinflation of the Weimar Republic. And this is almost in their DNA. They get it to an extent that probably no other place in Europe understands why precious metals are so very, very important.
Because they saw that literally a wheelbarrow full of currency was actually the wheelbarrow was worth more than a wheelbarrow full of currency back then because of hyperinflation. And it, we just can't imagine that. But yet it happened. And it's happening right now in South America, right? Argentina. Isn't that happening right there? Inflation is out of control.
It's happening in Argentina.
I'm sorry, Venezuela.
Yeah.
Venezuela,
exactly.
You're right. People are starving. And they the price of everything is escalating. So let's talk about the ten rules of silver investing.
Sure. I was asked by this global book called Investing Rules, and what they seek is to get like 150 of the world's respected financial experts in basically 150 different fields. I mean, mutual funds, real estate, leasebacks, all kinds of different ways to invest, and there's plenty of them. And then they interview them, and you have to come up with 10 rules, and they're supposed to be pithy and all this stuff. And so I was kind of honored. I think the book comes out every year. I don't know if it's published anymore. I just happened to be early in my career, my internet career, you might say. And so I wrote the 10 rules. So I thought I'd just start off with a bang and just get right down to it with the first rule because it's probably the most controversial. But I tried to frame it in a way that not only makes sense, but is maybe not too harsh sounding because of the reality of monetary history, which happens to be one of my passions. So rule number one is when all else fails, there is silver. No one likes to be a prophet of doom, but the simple truth is that silver is the world's money of last resort. Should a severe economic collapse occur, leaving paper assets worthless, silver will be the primary currency for purchasing goods and services. Gold will be a store of major wealth, but will be priced too high for day-to-day use. Thus, every investor should own some physical silver and store a portion of it where it's accessible in an emergency. So I think I was very clear on that. I tried to be. I tried to put it in terms that, you know, that is meaningful to most rational people that can think on their own.
So, well, I believe what you're saying is, in rough times, if you are going to exchange silver or gold for, let's say, food, you really don't want to pull out a tenth of an ounce of gold, gold coin at one tenth of an ounce, which is worth well over $100 in today's terms. You'd rather pull out a silver quarter, which is, you know, closer to the value, or a dime or two dimes. Silver, junk silver, if you will, to buy that loaf of, or exchange for that loaf of bread. And that's what you're saying. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm also saying that every investor should own some. And if that were true, the price would probably be well over $100 fiat per ounce because it's called precious metals for a reason. It's very scarce relative to a lot of other asset classes. But people don't know that because nobody on Wall Street really will build the case for why you should have some precious metals in your portfolio.
And I'm thinking about the people who would say, geez, you know, where would I store it? Where would I store these, you know, these pieces of silver, these silver coins, these silver rounds? And these are the same people who have a jewelry box, and they'll have maybe a pearl necklace or a gold chain or two or earrings, and they'll take them off, put them in the jewelry box, leave it on the dresser for anybody to come in and, hey, let's go to the bedroom, let's go to the dresser, let's go to the jewelry box, and let's hit that first. It makes no sense for people to have jewelry that they think is very valuable, very precious. They're willing to keep that at home, but not gold and silver. Interesting.
I love the way you think. I mean, the absurdity of the human condition is one of my favorite places where I finally get a sense of humor, because I'm not known for my sense of humor, but I do have one. But that's the irony of the human condition. I mean, it's so ludicrous to do what you just said, and yet people think they're doing, they don't ever think about it. I mean, the inability of the human species, especially in the Western world, to think has almost been removed. It's as if we've had these, thinking bypasses on the whole population.
So that brings me to the box that you have at the bank, that locked box that you pay rent on. And people will do that, and they want to make sure that they have their valuables in this locked box, in the locked bank, in the locked safe, that they have to get permission to get to. Is that idiotic or what?
It is.
Why have your precious items in the under the control of someone else? Does that make any sense? Let's talk about that for a second or two. When we come back, and let's go through some of these other rules for silver investing. David Morgan, The Morgan Report. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revere.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef. What's for supper? Revelation. Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
David Morgan's with us, the Morgan Report, and there's a link to his website on usapreparers.com, the instructor's page, and you'll find his name and a link right to his website. So the price to, or the cost to rent a 2-inch by 5-inch by 12-inch long safety deposit box is between $15 and $25 a year. And so if you put anything in there, it is under the control of others. And you do not have access to it 24/7. I can't imagine putting anything in a safety deposit box. David, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I agree. You know, a lot of people feel secure doing it. In fact, in my youth, I used to. But I was actually thinking of getting one and having my wife at the time put a little bit in there, kind of to diversify. In other words, some in the backyard buried and maybe some in the bank. And, of course, I do my homework and research as well, as I know, Vincent, you do. And it was a change in the law or code, I forget which, but basically what Washington State said at that time, and I'm going years and years ago, was that they have the right to open up your box, take anything out of it, and then tell you after the fact that they found something like cash that they weren't sure where it came from, and therefore they're going to confiscate it until further notice. So, you know, guilty until proven innocent. So I, of course, told her, forget it. And I also made my newsletter friends and associates well aware of the fact, because one of them from New York had actually recommended that. You know, you live in a city, you live in an apartment and all that, you know. You want to think about, well, where's safe, but as you just mentioned, you know, there's nothing wrong with having 2,000, 4,000, whatever, a few hundred, depends on the person, of course, rings, jewelry, you know, jewelry of a fairly substantial value hanging out on top of the dresser, and you don't think a thing about it. But as soon as you get the equivalent in metals, where do I put it? Oh, my goodness. I'm scared. Where does it go? You know, so there's a lot of places in any apartment you can put it. You know, depending on how much. I mean, if you're going to look at the Lamborghini and silver, that'd be a little tough. But anyway, I'm trying to be a bit humorous here, but I agree. I think that for almost everybody, you want to stay away. Now, I want to add on to that because there are private safe deposit box type of places. They're very rare. They used to be fairly available in the 70s. You got to remember my age. I've already gone through one complete cycle of the bull market from 1965 through 1980. And, of course, now I'm through this one, and we have, I think, a few more years left. But there are some. There's one in Las Vegas. I think it's called 24/7 Private Vaults, and it is very private, and it is accessible 24/7, as it says, any day of the week. But, you know, it requires you having to go to Las Vegas to get it, which may not be worth it. Now, I teach, depending on the individual, that if you have a high net worth, you might want to divide it up into two or three places. In other words, you may not want all of it in your house. Now, again, that depends on the person. If you're talking about a relatively modest amount, maybe 6 months worth of living expenses that we already visited upon, then that's good to just keep close to you. If you're talking, you know, a substantial amount in fiat, you know, you might consider having it in two places or three places. I never recommend more than three. I think three is sufficient diversification, especially if one is outside of the jurisdiction that you're living in, and then maybe one or two other places. So there are alternatives to store metals that you do have access to, but it's very, very rare. There aren't many of these type of places available for you to rent. And they are higher cost, but then again, if you've got, you know, several thousand dollars worth of metal, and instead of paying $25 to the bank for a year, you pay $75 to a private business for the same basic security, but access that it's really your property and there's no intermediary, you know, to take it.
David, when you come back, can we go through some more of these 10 rules? And how do you think we should best get in touch with you or start learning more about what you do and how you can help us?
Well, it's very easy to get on my YouTube channel. There's lots of information there. And then if you're really interested in my work, you can hit the little, I think it's a bell or something, and every time I do a new update, you'll get that. And that's all for free. And also, if you go to themorganreport.com, give me a first name and an email. I'll send you the 10 Rules of Silver Investing. And also two movies. One is The Age of Empires, called the Four Horsemen Film. .org, which I was in along with several other people.
We're out of time.
We're out of time. Independent.
David, hey, thanks so much.
And so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.